ओरिजिनल जो हम लोग बना रहे हैं वो कोई 2011-13 में कर चुका है. ग्रेट आर्ट इज अ कॉपी ऑफ अ कॉपी ऑफ अ कॉपी ऑफ अ कॉपी. देयर इज नेवर एन ओरिजिनल आर्ट फॉर्म. आई जस्ट मेंट आई लाइक पुट वन लिपस्टिक एंड पुट आईलाइनर ऑन माय आईज एंड पुट अ फिल्टर. ओके एंड आई अपलोडेड एंड दिस वन सीनियर ऑफ माइन वाज लाइक ओ माय गॉड इट्स सो प्रिटी कैन वी मीट इन द कैंटीन टुमारो एंड आई वाज लाइक श्योर व्हाई नॉट. थोड़ा और कटा थोड़ी और अक्कल आई एंड इट्स हैपेंड. सब मिलके एल्गोरिथम को गाली दे रहे थे. तेरी भी रीच नहीं आ रही मेरे भी रीच नहीं आ रही यार. व्यूज क्यों नहीं बढ़ रहे मेरे फॉलोअर्स क्यों नहीं बढ़ रहे. कुछ तो करा है भाई ज़करबर्ग के बच्चे का. कैसे बोलेंगे कि मिसेस गर्ग आपका बेटा क्लास में छोटी छोटी बच्चियों को मॉमी बुलाता है. दैट प्रिटी श्योर आई मैरी हिम वन डे.
ही इज अनमैरिड
या हो एंड इवन इफ ही इज हु केयर बैरी माइंडसेट.
Hello people of internet, welcome to another episode of Badmash Baate. Today we have the cutest, the most Gen Z person on the internet. That is Srishti guys.
That's so sweet.
मैं Srishti को देख के मुझे सच में ऐसा लगता है कि वो अपना content बनाती है. But apart from that, she makes separate content for stories.
Oh, that's actually a compliment, you know, whenever I look at my stories, my Khudi apni stories khud rewatch karte rahti, because I want that kind of like mental sanity from my stories. Koi aur dekhe na dekhe, I keep rewatching my stories. Yeah, so it's like my own personal entertainment source. But I have a question, how many sarees do you have? My saree collection is all my mom's collection, so I have lost the count. Okay, but here in Bombay itself, I think I have around 10, 12 sarees. Yeah.
Oh, like, kyunki abhi aate hue hai, I saw another story, I think you posted yesterday, that blue saree. Yeah, yeah, I was like, bhai yaar, she pulls off sarees like, I don't know how should I express it, it's so beautiful. I think Dharma production runs in my veins. Oh yeah, I mean, I haven't seen more Bollywood person than her, but okay.
That's a very nice compliment, thank you.
Yes, but let's talk about her thoda sa bahut jante about like what you do, how you do, who you do. Let's
that's not coming out.
Okay. Yes, tell me. Kya scene hai? What's happening?
So, I am doing a couple of things right now. I make content, as we all know.
Yeah.
And that's my primary focus right now. I am also like working as a writer for Shakun Batra. I am currently like freelancing with him for his upcoming project. And that's how I came to Bombay actually. But that project gets over this April. After that, I'm fully gonna go towards my content on Instagram, and I've been a little vulnerable on my YouTube also now. So yeah. I want to be more consistent and making one of those vlogs. I also want to start a podcast, by the way. So hopefully soon. But yeah, big plans, and hopefully I get to be a part of a Dharma Productions movie.
Manifesting.
Manifesting.
However, Karan Johar ka couch to nahi hai, but ab yahan manifest
ka couch hai par.
Yes. So when did you come to Mumbai?
I came to Bombay on 27th January, to be precise.
Okay, you vibe with Mumbai or Bombay?
Bombay, of course. Bombay has that like vibe, you know. Matlab, kuch to romanticize ho raha hai Bombay bolke. And it has this wake up Sid, Aisha Banerjee kind of a vibe. So Bombay bolne mein aata hai. But luckily, when I came on 27th, on 28th January, I was a little sad.
Yeah.
Of course, abhi bhi ghar se shift hui main. And this is the first time that I'm staying away from my family. Like my hostel also, my mom came peeche peeche to Jodhpur. Huh. So mera wo aisa hostel wala kuch khas experience tha nahi.
You were in Jodhpur for college?
Yeah, NIFT Jodhpur.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so my mom shifted from Jaipur to Jodhpur only for me.
Okay.
And I used to stay at home. After that, like this is the first time I'm actually adulting in life. So isle meri stories pe focus
hota hai. You don't mind.
22.
Oh, acha. Theek hai, sahi time pe adult ho rahe.
But yeah, and on 28th January, I was just walking outside Mannat very casually, not expecting anything. And Mr. King Khan himself pops up and I'm like, dude, this is my sign from the universe that everything's gonna be all right in Bombay. Yeah. So like whenever I feel overwhelmed, whenever I feel very anxious and scared here, I just think about it ki nahi yaar, Shah Rukh Khan dikha tha, this is the sign, I have to be here.
That's so cute. But okay, so how content happened?
Content happened to me like many of us from Twitter. In 2020, I was super bored when the pandemic hit. I think it's a privilege to be bored in the pandemic, honestly. But yeah, I was bored and I saw one of my classmates got tweet go viral on Facebook, and I'm very competitive, okay? I was like, what is this? Mere ko hi famous hona hai. So I made a Twitter account and I started tweeting. And obviously, starting mein kuch attention nahi mila tha, but hota hai do teen relatable, non-funny tweets.
Yeah.
Bahut attention mil jati hai. So yeah, that's how I started growing. Then Shubham Gaur, if you guys know him,
yeah,
the content creator, Saloni's brother, he got in touch through Twitter and he said, we like your writing, we want you to write for Saloni. And that was like my first big break. And I really loved writing for them. It was way too much fun. I learned a lot. I learned about script writing.
Yeah.
They taught me a lot about dialogues and deliveries. Yeah. And then I started working with One Hand Clap as a content creator for YouTube or social media. That was my thing till 2022 April. Then my colleges finally opened. Pandemic khatam. And uske baad se it's just been content.
So how do you... Okay, so thoda sa content creation. You told me it's content creation only. You
yeah.
took some different jobs. Ho gaya, thoda yeah. baad, like jobs hi
like, I mean, everything was in or around content.
Yeah.
Like, it was writing content. Then it was creating content for a brand. And then I started creating content for myself. I was like, if I can do it for other people, I can do it for myself.
Okay, so you were doing it for others first and then
yeah.
you started.
Yeah, so in December 2020, I think my parents really used to enjoy watching Salonika videos jo main likhti hai, and her videos in general also.
Yeah.
And my mom and dad told me, listen, if you can write so well for others, to khud ke liye kyun nahi karti hai? So in 2020, I was like, meko bahut aisa, abhi bhi I'm very shy when it comes to making a reel. But tab I somehow gathered the courage and I made my first reel and it completely flopped, okay? It did not get any views. I was so embarrassed. And then I was very like, you know, my crush is going to block me after this. Which he did, by the way.
Oh.
It was weird. But yeah, I think in 2021, mera thoda sharam side-wide hatne lagi. And that's how my whole Reels thing started.
Got it. So, when you were doing... So, how do you get these opportunities in the content creation space? If we're doing it in that space, how did you get your first thing?
So, first, though, it happened through Twitter only. Then, the job thing with One Hand Clap. So, Nicotine, Nikhil, yeah. he had posted a story. And I used to follow Nikhil and all pehle se. So, he posted a story that we're looking for somebody for YouTube and all.
Yeah.
So, I just filled up one of their Google forms. And he used to know me pehle se. We used to follow each other on Twitter and Instagram. And then he got in touch. And yeah, that's how I got. So, I think it was very random through like an Instagram story or a Twitter DM, you know. A lot of things happen in life very accidentally. Lucky for me.
That's really nice. Interesting. तो यार सही है भाई मेरे को काफी क्रेजी ऐसी अपॉर्चुनिटीज हिट मी अप
इन लाइफ पहले से रोमांटिसाइज करते आ रहे हो
हाँ
मूवी की तरह हो रहा है
भाई मतलब मैं ऐसे सोचती हूँ रोज मेन कैरेक्टर होती है भाई अपनी स्टोरीज पे एवरी डे ऐसी भाई ये तो रोज ही खुद एकदम मेन कैरेक्टर वाइब्स मैं सोचती हूँ कि ओके ठीक है आज ये मतलब आई डोंट थिंक मच फॉर स्टोरीज बट देन आई सी यू
एंड
देन आई एम लाइक यार ये तो एफर्टलेस
एनीवे नो आई थिंक like I'm very spiritual, like this is a little off topic but I'm very spiritual, so you know it's about how you manifest things sometimes. So even though in my head I'm not that main character, I know I'm very conscious, mereko self-esteem issues hai, I'm not the most sorted person out there, but as long as I can pretend to be that person, I can show up as that person, you know.
Fake it till you make it
You never know.
That is true. But हाँ तो अभी बॉम्बे में कैसा लग रहा है क्या सीन चल रहा है
I love Bombay यार Bombay में like if you follow my story
yeah,
मेरा बहुत story हो गया था and बहुत बीटी हुई थी मुझे because yeah. I had my house keys and I live alone so I did not have a flatmate to open the door
yeah.
My landlord wasn't coming so yeah. he just told me कि you can put up somewhere or you can book at some friend's house and I did not have any friends
yeah
so I was like shit I am homeless But and you know, ironically, उसी दिन मैं मंदिर से वापस आई थी मैं लाइफ में पहली बार अकेले मंदिर गई विदाउट माई पेरेंट्स ऐसे ही कि यू नो थोड़ा कुछ स्पिरिचुअल बन चुका हूँ मैं तो वाई नॉट और मंदिर से आते आते मेरा पर्स चोरी हो गया आई वॉज लाइक गॉड इज दिस अ लाइफ लेसन बट Yeah, luckily something happened inside my landlord that day and he came all the way from Santa Cruz to Bandra and then he just like gave me the keys and I was like thank you so very much so I appreciate it but BT hui thoda Bombay mein it's crowded it's bad for your hair and skin
okay
but I think it grows on you you know
yeah.
I met my cousin day before yesterday and wo Bombay mein ek do saal se hi hai and she was like yaar traffic bahut hai garmi bahut hai humidity bahut hai par kuch to hai city mein that you can't describe whether it's the people the beach the sunsets just
the vibe
yeah I think you can't help but romanticize it
oh cute so if not Mumbai if it was let's say Delhi would you have romanticized that as well
I was in Delhi for 6 years actually
what
yeah yeah I used to live in Saket and then Dholakua like I did majority of my schooling from Delhi from 6th to 10th I've been in Delhi like that but yeah I think I had a fun time in Delhi not the best time actually because you know high school
year hote
hain
and yeah.
School mein I wasn't so pretty but it's the trauma that made me funny so I count that as a win but yeah I think now that I think about Delhi I like it.
How were you in school?
Dude, I was the complete opposite of what I am today. Like, not even 1%. I think I was very bookish. Thi. Bookish to nahi thi.
Nerdy?
Can I say that I was a big chutia in school. Meko koi aisa knowledge nahi tha. I'll tell you one thing that happened to me. It's very embarrassing. And if that guy is watching, fuck you. But, no, so, you know how those editing apps were there in school? Just aap makeup laga sakte the apne
face mein. So, Retrica.
Yeah, Retrica, B612.
Yeah.
So, on Diwali ka pictures when I was in 9th class, I photoshopped. And by photoshopped, I just meant I like put one lipstick and I put eyeliner on my eyes and put a filter, okay? And I uploaded. And this one senior of mine was like, oh my God, it's so pretty. Can we meet in the canteen tomorrow? And I was like, sure, why not?
Yeah.
And I was the kind of girl who would not get attention from boys, okay? Yeah. Mere braces the, meri unibrow thi, aur itna bada chashma pehnti thi. Aur main do choti bana ke school jaati thi. So, that and meri personality bhi nahi thi
ye Delhi school wali baat hai
so that happened and I went there with my best friend now my best friend knew this guy and this guy also knew her to hum canteen ke niche khade hue hain wo banda aata hai meri best friend usse baat karne lagti hai kehti hi kaise ho kehta badhiya tu kaisi hai then he's like I'm actually waiting for a girl here you know main usse milne wala tha aur main side mein khadi hu So my friend is like, wo ye rahe. And he's like, shit, tu wo. I was like, films. And actually that sort of stuck with me and I got very conscious ki maybe I'm just photogenic and I don't look good in real life and all that happened. And then, you know, like, jaise usually log expect karte hai glow up hoga, nahi hua mera. Main 2-3 saal aur school ke aise nikle and then finally when I came to college, thoda aur kata, thodi aur akal aayi. And it's happened.
Wow, this is a t-shirt material, guys. Thoda aur kata, thodi aur akal aayi.
Got it in my merch,
though. Yes.
Copy.
Arre, haan, but you are planning a merch now.
I am, actually. I've been planning it for the last 2 years, but I didn't get the time. College tha, then this project came. Now, in May, June, I'll properly start working. And I think... थोड़ा यार निफ्ट से हो तो कुछ तो फैशन में करना पड़ेगा
true I was gonna say that I'm also from a fashion college
oh which one
Perth
oh Perth Delhi
yeah so my final year was supposed to be Bombay I shifted
okay
and then I went back because COVID हो गया
oh no
so yeah. So that happened but yeah so because we were surrounded mostly by fashion students because Perth में majority fashion है हम जितना भी कह लो business और design उतना नहीं होता हम
यहाँ बहुत यह प्रेशर
या सो वह बहुत फैशन ओरिएंटेड ही होता था सो आई वुड सी पीपल एंड मेरे को प्रेशराइज आता था होता था कि ब्रो आई हाउस हैव टू ड्रेस अप इन वो मैं ऐसे नहीं जा सकती कॉलेज
सो नो नो आई थिंक फैशन कॉलेज में ना ट्रांजिशन होता है फर्स्ट यू ड्रेस ऑन लाइक अ बैडी रोज रोज सुबह सुबह विंग आईलाइनर लिपस्टिक बाल स्ट्रेट करके सेकंड ईयर तक हाँ थोड़ी एनर्जी थर्ड फोर्थ ईयर तक यू लाइक फक इट हम चप्पल में और ओवरसाइज टी शर्ट में क्लासेस अटेंड करने जाते थे सो आई थिंक
यू ऑल्सो हैड दैट फील
या आई थिंक इट्स एवरी फैशन स्टूडेंट एवर आई हैव सीन माय सीनियर्स ऑल्सो गो
Yeah.
There are very like rare 2-3 people जिनको मैंने first से fourth year तक एकदम ऐसे झटांग बनते हुए देखा है.
Got it. भाई I can I because से पूरा nostalgia हो गया उस time because मैं first time मैं entrance के लिए गई थी ना जब entrance exam तब भी मैं देखा सारे ऐसे ओ fuck मैं क्योंकि school के बाहर school में तो uniform में देखते हो हमेशा एक तो मैंने कहा भाई ये crowd रहने वाला है यहाँ पे So, yeah, it was something. Yeah.
No, but I think NIFT personally really shaped me as a person because in colleges, you are taught ki, bhai, tum mediocre ho, tum aako jaisna life mein, you know, like you're supposed to do the usual.
Yeah.
You can't go out of way. And trust me, I like NIFT, but they never supported my dreams, okay? So, I think it made me a rebel in a way where I was like, fuck you college, fuck you faculties, I'm gonna do my own shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think in that way, it shaped me a little.
Oh, okay. No, बोल रहा था indirectly
ना. NIFT ने ऐसा कुछ education नहीं दिया है, except DIY सिखाया है, and of course I made like friends for life.
नहीं वो तो यार क्योंकि ये तो मेरे साथ भी हुआ है, because we मैंने बहुत गलती से design कर लिया. I realized in second year only कि ये शायद मेरे लिए है नहीं.
I realized in the first 2 days of my college.
कैसे
यार तो मेरा सो आई एम अ पीसीबी स्टूडेंट मैंने 11th में फिजिक्स केमिस्ट्री बायो एंड साइकोलॉजी लिया था आई वाज प्रिपेयरिंग फॉर नीट बिकॉज बोथ माय पेरेंट्स आर डॉक्टर्स ऑब्वियसली यूजुअल होता है डॉक्टर के बच्चे डॉक्टर ही बनते हैं फिर क्लास 12th में बोर्ड्स के 6 महीने पहले मैं एक दिन द डेविल वेयर्स प्राडा देखा एंड आई वॉज लाइक फॉक फैशन तो बहुत मस्त चीज़ है, यही करना है मेरे को लाइफ में. सो आई स्टार्ट गूगलिंग वॉट आर द कोर्सेज वेर यू कैन डू दिस एंड दिस एंड एवरीथिंग वॉज लाइक फैशन कम्युनिकेशन एंड निफ्ट. फिर मैंने मम्मा को कॉल करके बोला मम्मा बाय बाय टू नीट, मैंने प्रिपेयर करी और मेरे से हो भी नहीं रहा था, मेरा नीट में होता भी नहीं सिलेक्शन. एंड माई पेरेंट्स गॉट वो वेरी लाइक शॉक कि 6 महीने पहले बोर्ड्स के क्या बोल रही है, एग्जाम भी आने वाला है. और एनी वे आई समहाउ कन्विंस, थोड़ा रोया धोया पट गए एंड दे लेट मी लाइक यू नो प्रिपेयर फॉर निफ्ट. सो 6 महीने पहले आई स्टार्ट प्रिपेयरिंग फॉर निफ्ट एंड या आई गॉट इन. रैंक इतनी अच्छी नहीं थी बट आई गॉट इन एंड आई गॉट माई कोर्स. सो
वाओ, तो एंट्रेंस के बेसिस भी होता है ना वहाँ तो.
सो देर आर टू एंट्रेंसेस, फर्स्ट एंट्रेंस इज 60 मार्क्स का, सेकंड इज अ सिचुएशन टेस्ट वेयर सपोज टू लाइक मेक अ मॉडल एंड शिट.
ओ या
डीआईवाई बुलशिट करनी पड़ती है.
ये आई थिंक हमारा भी कुछ तो था, इसको होता नहीं डीईटी कुछ तो ऐसा
सिचुएशन टेस्ट, हमारा
सिचुएशन टेस्ट कुछ तो था, क्वासी था जो भी था. मैं यहाँ पर जो एंट्रेंस था उसमें नेगेटिव मार्किंग थी, मैंने मैथ छोड़ दिया था
यार.
मैंने ये तो गलती हो गया,
इट्स सैड डूड, इट्स सैड.
सो या मेरे कुछ मेरा दिमाग में भी आया था, स्लिप हो गया. बट हाँ, लेट्स चलो ठीक है, सही है. बट नाउ नाउ दैट यू आर हियर एंड अब कॉलेज खत्म हो गया, नाउ यू आर से कि थोड़ा फुल टाइम कॉन्टेंट पे आर प्लानिंग टू गो एंड यू आर आल्सो प्लानिंग टू स्टार्ट योर ओन पॉडकास्ट.
या
सो पॉडकास्ट का क्या सीन है, व्हाट आर यू थिंकिंग?
कोई सीन यार, अभी तो मेरे दिमाग में
बस है कि अभी है
हाँ कि यार जो मैं यूट्यूब पे बोलती हूँ वो पॉडकास्ट से बोल दूंगी. एंड आई फील लाइक एट दिस पॉइंट नाउ टू बी वेरी फ्रैंक, मेरा लाइफ में बहुत कट चुका है. सो आई फील लाइक आई कैन पास दैट विजडम टू यंगर गर्ल्स और वुमेन.
अच्छा, सो यू आर प्लानिंग लाइक अ सोलो पॉडकास्ट?
या लाइक अ सोलो, बट आई मीन आई डोंट नो, आई विल जस्ट सी वेयर इट टेक्स मी, यू नो, जस्ट स्विमिंग विद द फ्लो राइट नाउ.
ओके. एंड अदरवाइज अभी तो मुंबई में इतना टाइम हो गया, लाइक थोड़े से वीक्स हो गए
हैं. या
हैव यू हैड एनी क्रिएटिव फ्रेंड्स अराउंड?
Yeah, I think थोड़े बहुत creative friends हैं, but I mean I don't meet them on a daily basis.
But the, how is your dynamic with the creators?
I really like all my creative friends. Like there's Vagmita, that Indian chick, I'm very fond of her. Then the rebel kid is also shifting gear, and हम एक दूसरे का सहारा बनने वाले बम्बे, because वो भी अकेली मैं भी अकेली. Then Hustle Rani. She's a great friend too. So yeah, I mean Sufyan. Sufyan is a great friend too. So I'm in touch with a lot of creators, but again, we can't meet every single day. But I think I have a great bond with all of them. Like Vagmita is literally my emergency contact list. Mein wo. She's sort of been like an older sister for me ever since.
She is also from Rajasthan.
Yeah, she's from Jaipur. So yeah. When I was in Jaipur, we met for the first time in 2021. Oh. And yeah, I immediately became, and you know, I have sister issues, I think. Anytime I see a woman who helps me out in life, gives me wisdom, I think she's my sister. And yeah, I generally do consider Vagmita like an elder sister. But yeah, I have the most fun with her. We gossip a lot. We talk about deep things of life. So I have, in fact, I have that sort of a relationship, like a great relationship with almost every creator, unless they try to do some shit. But okay. Yeah.
Have you had that?
Yeah, dude, I've had a lot of beefs with some creators.
Offline? Online.
No, online. Offline.
Nee, online creators, but beef offline.
Nahi, sorry, beef offline rehta hi nahi hai. Pata hai kya? Because when you meet these people in real life, na tab sab bahut chill ho jata. Like, there was a creator, we had some beef online last to last year. And then we met this year in person. Thoda, initially it was awkward, but then we got used to it. And we met at some other event also. We hugged, we took pictures. So I think, you know, it's basic, like, थोड़ा communication चाहिए होता है.
But तुम लोगों ने वो चीज़ address की नहीं?
नहीं करी. We were like, fuck it, यार, बात रात गई बात गई, you know, it's like that.
Okay. और कोई creators यार ऐसा कुछ gossip चाहिए मुझे?
नहीं यार, gossip तो मेरी manager को पकड़ के मारेगी. But no, I am genuinely, actually the thing is, I feel like not just with creators, अगर आप किसी भी दोस्त से ज़्यादा मिलते हो, ज़्यादा दोस्ती रखते हो, तो बहुत झगड़े होते हैं.
हाँ.
मैं सबसे बहुत minimal दोस्ती रखती हूँ. तो आई डोंट इनवाइट
मेरे से आप रख सकते हो.
ओके
गाइस, अब हम बेस्ट फ्रेंड हो गए हैं इस पॉडकास्ट के बाद. तो यस ठीक है. तो हाँ, तो सो व्हाट आई वांटेड टू आस्क कि एक क्रिएटर रूम जो होता है, इन अ रूम व्हेन देयर लॉट ऑफ क्रिएटर्स, व्हाट इज द कॉन्वर्जेशन लाइक? बिकॉज मेरी इंटरेक्शन ना एक बारी में एक ही क्रिएटर से होती है, दैट टू पॉडकास्ट के बाद या पहले. पॉडकास्ट में तो होती है, उसके बाद या पहले असली टी निकलती है.
हाँ. तो आई वांट टू नो कि एक रूम में जब बहुत सारे ऐसे क्रिएटर्स बैठे होते हैं, क्या कॉन्वर्सेशन होती है रीच के अलावा?
नहीं, हम सब मिलके एल्गोरिथम को गाली दे रहे थे, तेरी भी रीच नहीं आ रही, मेरे भी रीच नहीं आ रही, यार व्यूज क्यों नहीं बढ़ रहे, मेरे फॉलोअर्स क्यों नहीं बढ़ रहे, कुछ तो करा है भाई ज़करबर्ग के बच्चे ने, ऐसा होता है. बट आई थिंक I mostly meet a lot of creators in events only. और events में हमको चीजें cover up करनी होती
है,
तो वे ऑल लाइक तूने शूट कर, अच्छा ये भी शूट करना है, अच्छा ये भी शूट करना है,
ड्रॉप कर दे.
और डिलीवरेबल्स में ना होता है कि आपको बाकी इन्फ्लुएंसर्स के साथ भी एक वीडियो बनानी है, तो कहते हैं अच्छा चल बातों की जल्दी आप वीडियो रिकॉर्ड कर दे. सो लाइक व्हाइल आई टॉक टू अ क्रिएटर, आई एम टेलिंग माय मैनेजर सो इसका भी शॉट ले लो, ये भी शॉट लेना है. सो आई थिंक इट्स सॉर्ट ऑफ लाइक दैट. एंड यू नो हम सब ऐसा बोलते कि हाँ मिलेंगे मिलेंगे प्लान करेंगे, बट वी ऑल गेट सो बिजी इन आवर लाइव्स तो नहीं मिल पाते हैं. बट या आई एक्चुअली डोंट अटेंड अ लॉट ऑफ इवेंट्स, लाइक जहाँ बेसिकली शक्ल दिखानी होती है उधर आई गो, बट आई डोंट हैव द एनर्जी टू सोशलाइज. आई एम नॉट,
भाई ये तो ऑपोजिट एनर्जी देती
है. आई कांट, आई डोंट नो हाउ एवरी टाइम पीपल मीट मी, एक घंटे बाद मैं उबासी ले रही होती हूँ एंड आई एम सॉरी इट्स नॉट यू, आई एम जस्ट नॉट दिस पर्सन. सो लाइक इसके बाद आई एम एक्चुअली गोइंग टू द बीच टू कैच सनसेट एंड आई नो दिस वन गाय, ही वॉज लाइक अ पार्टी पार्टी पर्सन एंड ही इज लाइक ओ डू यू वांट टू हैंग आउट दिस फ्राइडे, वी विल गो क्लबिंग, वी विल ड्रिंक एंड शिट. And I was like, I actually have my plans to watch the sunset this weekend. And he's like, oh, you're that person. And I was like, fuck you. So I don't know why, but I just can't socialize for more than 2 hours.
Okay. ठीक है, हमारा पॉडकास्ट एक घंटे का है, कोई दिक्कत नहीं, नो वरीज, आई विल जस्ट चेक ऑन द क्वेश्चंस. बट अरे हाँ, ओके. सो या वी वर टॉकिंग अबाउट कंटेंट क्रिएशन, तो मुझे एक तो ये बताओ, यू हैव एक्चुअली आई थिंक यू आर द फर्स्ट पर्सन हु स्टार्टेड विद द सीरीज ऑफ इफ जेन ज़ी वर डैश, देन यू नो हैविंग वेरियस सिचुएशंस, एंड नाउ आई फील इट हैज बिकम अ टेम्पलेट फॉर अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल.
आई हैव सीन अ लॉट ऑफ लाइक साउथ इंडियन क्रिएटर्स आल्सो कॉपी इट. इनिशियली सम रियली बिग क्रिएटर्स कॉपी इट एंड थोड़ा बीफ था हम लोगों के साथ, आई वाज लाइक हाउ कैन यू कॉपी इट मैन. आई मीन अगर वो जेंजी नहीं लिखते थे, वो कुछ लिखते थे जिससे एकदम पता चलता था कि वही टोनैलिटी है. बट अगेन यार, कॉन्टेंट कीप्स शिफ्टिंग, मैंने पैदा थोड़ी ना करा है जेंजी को. सो आई वॉज ऑल्सो स्टूपिड बैक देन, जो मैं दिल पे लगा के बैठ जाती थी. एंड देन आई वॉज लाइक, यू नो वी ऑल गेट इंस्पायर्ड. आज की डेट में कॉन्टेंट इज नॉट ओरिजिनल, जो हम लोग बना रहे हैं वो कोई 2011-13 में कर चुका है. सो या ग्रेट आर्ट इज अ कॉपी ऑफ अ कॉपी ऑफ अ कॉपी ऑफ अ कॉपी, देर इज नेवर एन ओरिजिनल आर्ट फॉर्म. सो I forgot about it and I was like, I know I'm creative enough and I know I can make more, you know, like content like Gen Z, because Gen Z really made me go from here to here, you know, that's how I got my entire recognition on social media. Even if people see me in real life, they're like, oh, that's the Gen Z girl. They might not know my name, but they call me the Gen Z girl. So I'm still looking for my something new, you know, something as big as Gen Z. It'll come, it's taking some time, but hopefully soon.
ओके, बट हाउ डू यू फील अगर ऐसे कोई अगर भाई सेम बड़ा क्रिएटर उठा रहा है कॉन्टेंट, तो वो एक अंदर से आता है, पहले तो वो गुस्सा आता होगा इसलिए, बट देन उसने मेरा कॉपी किया है, फिर तो थोड़ी वैलिडेशन में फील होती होगी.
नहीं यार, मैं तो अपने आप पे बहुत वैलिडेशन देती रहती हूँ. माई कॉन्टेंट, मेरे को पहले थोड़ा बीटी होता था कि यार चुरा लिया कॉन्टेंट, बट then I got over it. Like I think last year tak I would really hold this against those people, main unse baat nahi karti thi and all that, but yaar honestly I'll tell you a very practical thing in life, if a big creator is copying your content, agar main usse jaake ladungi na to ultimately mera loss hai, because I keep meeting these people at events and baat ek reel ki nahi hai, baat ek sort of connection ki hai.
True.
Tomorrow if I want to do something and this creator can help me in that, main usse ek reel ke upar kyun jhagda karke relation kharab karun. सो एक बार मैंने वो बात समझ ली, देन आई वॉज लाइक फक इट, एक रील कॉपी करा कोई बात नहीं, वो इंस्पायर हो रहा है, आई एम हैप्पी, बट आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू रूइन दिस रिलेशनशिप दैट कैन बेनिफिट मी इन फ्यूचर. मैं बनिया हूँ, सो आई एम थिंकिंग ऑलवेज लाइक दैट.
दैट इज फनी, तो मैं भी सोचती हूँ यार, मेरी भी हुई हुई है थोड़ी सी. मेरी ऑफलाइन ही हुई है यार, अगर वो ऑनलाइन होती वो बंदे के मिलियन है भाई, आई कुड हैव गॉटन सम क्लाउड फॉर श्योर.
डूड नो, आई थिंक मैं ऑफलाइन बहुत फट्टू इंसान हूँ, मेरे से कन्फ्रंटेशन नहीं होता है, समझ रहा हूँ, कोई बात नहीं, कॉपी करना है कर लो.
बट ठीक है, बट इससे डू यू ऑल्सो फील कि जब कोई क्रिएटर, किसी क्रिएटर ने एक्चुअली कभी एग्जैक्ट उठाया है, लाइक वर्ड टू वर्ड इंस्पिरेशन भी नहीं है, इट्स लाइक एग्जैक्ट पूरा स्क्रिप्ट ही उठा के डाल दिया है, एंड देन यू आर लाइक
fuck you.
I don't think so. That has ever happened. Because if it happens,
किसी दोस्त ने inspiration लेके कुछ बताया?
Inspiration काफी लोगों ने. I've seen a lot of great.
Who are friends?
Yeah, they're friends and they've taken inspiration from my content and made their own shit. But initially, why you know, like थोड़ा 5 seconds से झटका लगता है. Then you are like, ठीक है यार, हो गया हो गया. Can't do anything about it now.
Right.
कल को मैं उनका कंटेंट उठा लूँगी बिग टीम.
That's nice. ये अच्छा लगा मेरे को सुन के. But हाँ मैं अच्छा हाँ ठीक है ये तो चल कंटेंट में आ गया. सही है सही है. तो कैसे क्रिएटर्स में who do you find the most attractive?
Attractive. Ah. Okay, that's a hard question.
ओके चलो मैं थोड़ा सा थोड़ा धीरे से लाती हूँ इधर पे. व्हाट डू यू वांट टू कोलैबोरेट विद?
ओके कोलैबोरेट विद, आई रियली वांट टू कोलैबोरेट विद कुशा. एंड कुशा वो सॉर्ट ऑफ लाइक शी स्टिल सॉर्ट ऑफ लाइक अ मेंटर. जब मेरा फर्स्ट टाइम किसी के साथ बीफ हुआ था तो मैंने सबसे पहले कुशा को ही टेक्स्ट करा था. एंड या वेन एवर वी मीट एट इवेंट्स शी इज रियली वार्म, शी इज रियली स्वीट. एंड वेन कुशा स्टार्टेड फॉलोइंग मी नो दैट्स व्हेन आई गॉट माय फर्स्ट वैलिडेशन. एक्चुअली मेरे को सिर्फ कुशा से वैलिडेशन मिलता है. And then RJ Karishma also, she's damn sweet. She's such a sweetheart. And my mom is like the biggest RJ Karishma fan. And she introduced me to her. And yeah, maine mamma ka ek video bhi bheja tha RJ Karishma ko. And she was very sweet. So I think these two women, I really look up to them in terms of creators.
My, mom is your fan and Vishnu's fan.
That's so cute. And Vishnu is very sweet, man. Vishnu is very down to earth. Vishnu, Govind, Deeksha. Last night I was really sad. I was just crying. And Deeksha aur main ek dusre ko photos bheje the. She was trying to cheer me up. And I was like, thank you. So all three of them are so sweet.
Yeah, actually my mom ne I think introduced her to you, your content. So ek din I think you must have made that you made that reel around Gen Z in shaadi aisa kuch
tha.
So she shared that ye to tum ho.
Na
log reel check karte the dost ke my mom mujhe ye to tum ho.
My mom did that to me with Rida. Oh, Rida is also a great friend by the way. My mom shared Rida ka TEDx ka ek snippet and I sent it to Rida. I'm like, dude, fuck, I'm so happy my mom is sending me your reel.
Yeah,
so you know, as a creative friend, that's when you feel like your friend has made it. If your mom shares.
So, aise koi reel for you, was there any reel which really went viral and you thought ki you were not expecting that? Because that, bahut hota hai creators ke.
That Pani Buka bottle wala reel, I remember it's my highest views wala. I think it had 8.1 million right now. I don't know, I haven't checked, but itna tha house pe. So it's actually a real situation because main bahar rehti thi apne college mein, baki sab hostel mein rehte the. I was a day scholar, to main ghar se badi si pani bottle ke bhar ke lekar aati thi class mein, peeti rehti thi. और मैं अपने लिए भर के लेकर आती थी और पूरी क्लास के 35 बच्चे पानी पीते थे. सो मैंने भाई एक दिन मैं घर आई प्यासी थी मैं और मैंने रील बना दी कि
ऐसा होता है
या लाइक अब मैं तुम्हारी पानी की बोतल क्यों भर के लेकर आया करूँ, बार बार इंसान हूँ मैं, बिस्लरी नहीं हूँ, ऐसा ऐसा करके मैंने प्रॉपर रील बनाया. एंड इट वॉज ऑन एवरी वन स्टोरी, लाइक मैं जिसका भी स्टोरी खोल रही थी सबके स्टोरी पे रील था. सो आई थिंक दैट्स व्हेन इट रियली वेंट वायरल.
सो व्हाट इज दिस प्रोसेस ऑफ कॉन्टेंट फॉर यू when you are making reels? Matlab ye to chalne incident tha which was sort of a relatable.
Yeah.
But now you also write content for yourself. How does that happen? What is your process to it?
I tried two things. I first let it happen accidentally, like this happened, and then I tried forcing myself to write content. I realized the content maine forcefully likha na wo chala bhi nahi, wo main khud nahi dekhti jaake aur mere ko nahi acha lagta wo dekhna. But some content that just came to my head like this as I'm baithe baithe reels dekh rahi hu, movie dekh rahi hu. Even if I'm the whole Gen Z thing actually came to me while I was traveling in a train. I just thought about यार हमारी एज में टीचर्स होंगी तो वो कैसे बोलेंगे कि मिसेस गर्ग आपका बेटा क्लास में छोटी छोटी बच्चियों को मम्मी बुलाता है. दैट्स द सो फॉर मी डायलॉग्स मेरे दिमाग में पहले आते हैं, कॉन्सेप्ट बाद में आता है. तो मैंने सोचा तो बहुत कूल डायलॉग है, ऐसे मैंने दो तीन डायलॉग्स लिखे. सो माई फ्रेंड वॉज लाइक यू नो दिस इज आवर Gen Z's वुड टॉक. सो दैट्स हाउ माई फर्स्ट Gen Z रील केम, Gen Z एज टीचर्स. But yeah, I think I've realized that if I force myself to think of content, it doesn't work, it doesn't come to my head either. But yeah, that's why I think it's important to take breaks and not make a reel every single day.
Okay. So abhi, but you, I have seen in your reels there is a co-written by. So
yeah.
That person helps you write content.
Yeah. So beech mein we worked together for I think 2 months or so, we tried the whole writing thing, because when I just moved to Bombay, it was very difficult for me to focus on content.
Yeah.
Then brands kabhi karna hota tha, and since I was working with Shakun also, so tab wo bahut start hua tha, and it was a lot, so I couldn't do it. And there was a point where I was like, mujhse nahi ho raha content, I can't do it alone. So my manager told me, why don't you get a writer, you know, ask him to co-write, you guys can get on a call together, you guys can jam, and that's what we used to do. But he's a really funny person, he's a stand-up comedian, but fir bhai writing mein didn't work out. I think I just needed a woman's point of view, because main nahi relate kar pati hai ladko ka experience.
Achha. Achha, okay, so how was that process, ki when he would give you some written material?
So we would get on a call usually, and you know, we would just think about kis pe reel bana sakte hai. तो मेरे पास कुछ आइडियाज होते थे, उसके पास कुछ आइडियाज होते थे, सो लाइक यू नो, लाइक टू फ्रेंड्स गेट ऑन अ कॉल एंड टॉक, वी शुड टॉक इट आउट लाइक दैट. हम ऐसे डायलॉग सोचते थे, एंड दैट्स हाउ वी वुड लाइक कम अप विद द स्क्रिप्ट्स एंड ऑल. बट या, एंड देन आई रियलाइज इट वॉजन वर्किंग वेल एंड ऑल, एंड या, बट आई थिंक नाउ आई विल सी वॉट वर्क्स फॉर मी. नाउ तो आई हैव बीन राइटिंग माई ओन कॉन्टेंट, एंड आई रियलाइज दैट वर्क्स बेटर ऑन माई पेज, सो आई एम गोना स्टिक टू इट फॉर अ वाइल. बट यू नो, आई ऑल्सो वॉन्ट टू एक्सपेरिमेंट, बिकॉज मेरा टोनैलिटी थोड़ा जेंजी है, बिकॉज मैं खुद जेंजी हूँ. देन आई हैव दैट, लाइक आई ट्राइड एवरीथिंग, एस्थेटिक गर्ल, जेंजी गर्ल, ये वो, मतलब सब कर लिया मैंने. सो दैट्स वाई आई थिंक वाई आई वॉन्ट टू गेट अ राइटर, सो दैट आई कैन हैव मोर एक्सपीरियंसिस इन कॉर्पोरेट इन माई कॉन्टेंट. लाइक आई वॉन्ट टू डाइवर्सिफाई माई कॉन्टेंट, बिकॉज आई रियली लव डूइंग इट, एंड आई डोंट वॉन्ट डू एनीथिंग एल्स. So I just feel like I need to get another voice to help me see that there is a world beyond
Navi.
Like okay. That.
Another perspective.
Another perspective, yeah.
About it. So even I used to write just
little. Oh, wow. So cool.
I used to make sketch videos.
Okay.
Jumbo, it was a thing on YouTube.
Okay.
It is still a thing, but
yeah,
it was like phase tha with lot of
content were there. Yeah.
So I even tried that with reels, but I figured ki reels pe mujhe wo karne ka man utna ho nahi raha. Like I was not vibing with that.
Yeah.
I was having fun with the long form sketch video. So I would make very wo jo thoda sa niche kare, jaise ek to wo hota hai na, every student in classroom aisa kuch wo wala concept.
Right.
So that template I took it to every student standing outside the classroom. सो उसको थोड़ा सा मैं ऐसे लेके गई, एंड आई डिड लाइक एक, डू यू नो कैप्टन निक?
हाँ हाँ.
सो दिस वीडियो आई डिड इट विद हर, उनके साथ मैंने स्केच किया था. सो ऐसे करके मैंने काफ़ी ऐसे जो भी स्केच क्रिएटर्स होते थे उनके साथ मैंने बनाया, एंड आई वॉज हैविंग फन. देन मेरे पास ना वो शूट करने का वो नहीं हो रहा था, लाइक द रिसोर्सेज की वो मेरे को हर बारी ना, मेरे पास तब एक कैमरा ही था, तो इट डिड नॉट हैव अ फ्लिप स्क्रीन, सो इट वॉज डिफिकल्ट फॉर मी टू शूट एवरी सिंगल टाइम अकेले. तो मैंने फिर मैंने चलो छोड़, स्क्रिप्ट पड़ी हुई थी, देन आई गेव इट टू क्या बोलते हैं वो जो यूट्यूब पे वो स्केच वीडियोस प्रॉपर चैनल्स जो बनाते
हैं, राइट राइट,
टाइमलाइनर्स टाइप,
राइट,
नॉट देम बट
लाइक या इन दैट
या. तो वो उन चैनल्स को मैंने दे दिया, एंड आई सोल्ड इट, एंड आई गॉट लाइक पैसे. तो कॉलेज में मैंने वो ऐसा किया था, सो आई डिड नॉट नो दैट दिस वाज नोन एज घोस्ट राइटिंग, मुझे अब पता लगा. एंड बस फिर उन्होंने पैसे दे दिए, क्रेडिट नहीं दिए, फिर अब मेरे पास होता नहीं, बता दें कि मैं नहीं लिख गया.
आई थिंक क्रेडिट इज इम्पॉर्टेंट, यू कांट लाइक
या, बट आई कैड गाइस बी
या या
के वीडियोस में कुछ क्रेडिट्स होते ही नहीं थे.
अच्छा.
इन जनरल
व्हिच इज
सोशल मीडिया लिखते थे बस,
व्हिच इज अनफेयर, यू शुड गिव क्रेडिट्स मैन, लाइक दैट्स नॉट फेयर. आई हैड दिस बीफ विद अ रियली बिग क्रिएटर, शी इज इन मिलियंस एंड शी इज वेरी फेमस. I really don't like her at all, because she just ran. I used to ghostwrite for her initially, and she would never give me the credits. She would pay me so less. And one day she just randomly, pehle to wo khud bahut sweetly baat karti thi. One day her manager texted me that she doesn't like your writing, and that was really hurtful, man. And we can't take this forward and shit.
मेरे दिमाग में सारे क्रिएटर्स आ रहे, कौन कर सकता है ये
सब? नहीं यार, वो I even if I see her at events today, I just can't face her. I walk away. But yeah, that was very bitchy what she did, and I was like, okay, then pay me for all the ideas that I gave you, and she wasn't doing that.
Oh.
Like you know, I'm not gonna use them. I'm like, how do you know? Because maine to apna kaam kara, you asked for ideas, I gave you ideas, that was my job. It's on you to use them or not to use them. And I thought I was being a little like rude, so I asked some other creative friends, should I do this or not? And they're like, absolutely, you should do it. It's your hard-earned money, and itna bhi kuch money nahi tha. It was hardly 5k for like. 5-7 videos or something like that, which was not a lot for any creator, trust me. And still she was not giving me that. And then finally I told her, listen, you know, I can really put this out on Twitter and social media because you know you're doing something wrong here. And you don't even give me the credit. The least you should do is pay me for what I've done for you. Main free ke paise nahi maang rahi hu tumse.
True.
And then finally she transferred. Imagine 5K musko just because she had to buy some clothes. That's why she can't pay her creator, like her writer.
Yeah.
That's what her manager told me.
Yeah.
I was like, whatever. And then after, like, I got done, and tab I was a nobody. I was just, you know, making thode bahut ek do aise reels and kuch nahi kar rahi thi main Instagram pe. Mera social presence was zero. And then I grew really big. I was at all the events where she was, and now I'm like, oh, hello. That's how the tables have turned. And even though her followers are in millions, my reach is 10x more than her, even though I know that right now my reach is not there, but it's still more than her. So I know at the end of the day, it's really talent that takes you to places. True.
But so, yeah. With that, do you really think ki creators kama pa rahe hai?
Haan yaar, of course. Log ghar le lete yaar Bombay jaisi jagah mein.
But ghar le lete hai.
Haan. Yeah, but that's not just because of Instagram. I think they're doing a lot of things like acting, they're getting in music videos, they are releasing their, you know, merch and all. But
what is with the music videos? I'm seeing so many creators doing that nowadays.
Creators are walking on ramp walks also. So I think, you know, I think social media ka fame is the new currency. It's like a social currency. So today, if you are famous, you can get to places.
Guys, famous kara do yaar.
You are famous.
Oh, thank you. Yehi suna. Nahi yaar, but haan, thoda sa karna padega. Actually, mera yaar scene ye hua that mera ek content piece kaafi pick ho gaya tha on YouTube. Because of it, my subscribers increased. Now that got is and not watching podcast. So, थोड़ा reach इधर उधर हो गया. मैं कोई बात नहीं कर लेंगे. कर लेंगे इधर भी कर लेंगे. But yeah. So that. बाकी हाँ. Coming back to our OG question, which creator you find attractive?
यार. वापस. लड़कों में तो okay. Let me think. Nobody यार जो है वो सब मेरे friends ही और कितना कोई hot मेरे को लगा नहीं honestly आज तक. And I think I personally don't think I will date a creator ever because hum dono hi algorithm ke bare mein rote rahenge, tera bhi nahi chal raha, mera bhi nahi chal raha, and I feel like our conversations will be very restricted to just social media content algorithm. Like, of course that person can help me with content and ideas, and we'll get each other's
views. You could co-create.
We could co-create, exactly. But I also feel like thoda competitive rahega, insecurity ho jati hai thodi thodi, and I feel like tumhara jo circle hota hai na, and that talking circle. And your, I think, everything that you talk about, it's very limited. It's just, you know, in that way, I think I've had one of the best conversations of my life with Aaron Call. Aaron is also a creator from Delhi. And
he is attractive.
Aaron, see. But, no, so Aaron, ke saath maine itni, like, you know, we've had the craziest bakchodi bhi kari hai. Humne ekdam aise crazy people ki tarah, we are laughing in Joggers Park or some random ass cafes. And at night, we're having deep conversations about universe, spirituality. Are we real? Is this happening? And he introduced me to a lot of like astrology-centric videos, universe. He's very spiritual like that. And I'm also very spiritual. So we both vibe kar rahe is pe. Even Rishabh Rai se also, I spoke to him about, a lot about spirituality.
He's also attractive.
Rishabh. But yeah, I think I've had great conversations with people about spirituality. And sabse zyada surprising to I think Aaron ke saath hi tha, because when you see Aaron online, you're like, haan, must funny bakchod hoga aisi waisi. But when you like actually talk about stuff like this, it's really surprising. But yeah, that's why I don't think so I will date a creator, because the talking server is very limited.
Okay. अब मेरा थोड़ा अलग टेक है. मेरे को है कि हाँ, क्रिएटर को ही डेट करेंगे अब.
I mean it helps you, of course. I did date somebody.
अगर वो फेमस हुआ तो मैं भी फेमस.
Exactly, power couple.
अगर मैं फेमस हूँ तो वो भी फेमस.
यार trust me, it's way more complicated than that. But no, I did date somebody who was in the similar content space. But it didn't work out well. But he used to help me a lot with my ideas and content. So it's helpful in a practical way, but it's also very bullshitty. So.
Okay, and taking notes. But otherwise, how is the dating scene here? Like, are you going out on dates? You are.
Yeah, I'm going out on dates. It's fun.
Bumble dates. Bumble kaisa hai yaar yahan ka batao. Main chalao shuru karo.
Yaar, Hinge is better. But Hinge ne mujhe ban kar diya hai. Because I didn't verify my profile and a lot of people reported me. They thought I was not Srishti Garg. Then when I Raya installed kara, Raya is basically exclusive dating app for famous people and all. And you So you need a referral to enter into Raya or you need like a good social presence. And bhai, main khud nahi Raya. I asked my friends, my neighbor is on Raya. I asked her ki behen referral de de. She gave me a referral. I still didn't get in. So I'm still waiting to get on Raya.
Yaar, ye to cool app hai. So this is like...
No, I think I'm too famous for Hinge and I'm not too famous for Raya. It's like that.
Oh, acha to matlab aise Bollywood wale log bhi hoge us pe.
Ha, I've heard that Aditya Roy Kapoor is on Raya if he's not dating Ananya Pandey, I think.
Yaar, ye to jana padega is pe.
Yeah.
Ha, so dating ki baat to kahi bhi hai. आप बताए यार. हाँ तो मेरे को मैं बताती हूँ, मैंने कल बम्बल तो मेरा था ही इंस्टॉल कर गया, मेरे पास तो है ही, तो मैंने बम्बल पे कर रही हूँ. पर सबसे पहले मैं गई BFF पे लुकिंग फॉर अ फ्लैटमेट इन बॉम्बे.
एवरी पर्सन हु मूव्स टू बॉम्बे, ट्रस्ट मी. मैंने अपने हिंज रेट से पूछा था, अच्छा कैन यू सेंड मी अ ब्रोकर्स नंबर बाय द वे. आई आस्क फॉर हिज नंबर बाय द वे, ऑन हिंज आई आस्क फॉर हिज ब्रोकर नंबर.
अच्छा उसने बताया कि यार रिसेंटली मूव्ड.
बट
हाँ यार एक बात बताओ, देर इज दिस थिंग अराउंड कि मुंबई में घर ढूंढना मुश्किल है, बट आई फील
मुंबई में बॉयफ्रेंड ढूंढना ही मुश्किल है.
ओ यस वर्ड गाइस. हाँ वो तो है, बट आई फील इट्स नॉट दैट डिफिकल्ट टू फाइंड अ हाउस, इट्स डिफिकल्ट टू फाइंड हाउस इन योर बजट.
या दैट इज वेरी ट्रू. एंड आई थिंक इट्स ऑल, आई मीन इफ यू आर अ फ्लैटमेट पर्सन, इट्स इवन मोर डिफिकल्ट टू फाइंड अ गुड फ्लैटमेट बिकॉज यू डोंट नो द काइंड ऑफ पर्सन दैट दे आर, राइट? And I think अच्छा घर मिल जाएगा if you have the budget for it, because as sad as it might sound, all decent houses start from at least 50,000.
Yeah,
at least.
अरे भाई मैंने इसको भेजे थे इतने सारे, मैंने कहा ये जगह कौन सी है बताओ, is it good location? So yeah, he was like giving me feedback. नहीं नहीं अच्छा.
I think this is what my broker told me. In Bombay, if you find a house that is noise free,
yeah,
which we can see right now, and if it has like good sunlight, it is called living in luxury.
Whoa.
Especially in Bandra. In Bandra, you cannot find something like this. Bandra में 50,000 से literally studio apartment शुरू होता है.
तो इतना area.
Yeah.
This as a house.
I don't know, maybe.
I don't know. But I'm a suggestion.
I think it might, because see, this is still car Bandra. And if they give you this fully furnished house with TV and everything else, itna to ho jayega. But yeah, it's very difficult to find a good house. If you're lucky, you might find it in your budget.
Wow. Tips.
Yes,
Srishti Garg.
Or sometimes you just need good communication skills with the landlord, where you're like, please, my student, do main kar sakti hu, please, kam kar do. So that's what you do.
Okay. ठीक है. एक तो आधी बार वो भी होता है ना कि हमें इसी टाइप का इंसान चाहिए, एक तो बैचलर वाला.
डूड वेरी पर्टिकुलर. आई यू वेज, आई यू नॉन वेज? समटाइम्स आई डोंट वांट टू गिव अ फ्लैट टू जस्ट विमेन बिकॉज दे थिंक कि हम लड़के घर पे लेकर आएंगे. वेरी क्योटिक एंड इट्स वेरी
भाई टाइप का है. लड़का ही तो नहीं है, वही तो उसी के लिए तो आए हैं. बट यस दैट इज ट्रू. But हाँ यार, तो अभी you have moved and you have made your own aesthetic space घर पे.
I have, and I'm moving out again next month to a bigger space, because that's like
you're going out with someone.
No, just alone.
If you're looking for flatmate,
contact. अरे मेरा एक ही PHK है, that's my only concern. But if you are, I told you ना, like my friend and all, I'll get you guys in touch. I think it's safer to stay with a flatmate. I am like a very crazy person in my house, so that's why I did not want a flatmate.
Yeah.
But yeah,
are you short tempered?
No, I'm actually really messy.
Okay, messy.
Messy, but I think I'm also, like, I go in my own zone. And
like,
I
you
think,
want things your way.
Yeah, sister. Like, I want things my way. Plus, I am very particular about, agar koi cheez wahan pe rakhe, wo wahin pe rakhi milni chahiye. And I clean my house like crazy, okay?
You're Monica, basically.
Yeah, I am. Okay. So, I'm very, and I want to put plants, I want to make it aesthetic, and I want the whole space to be mine, basically.
Okay.
Aur main thodi introvert ho.
Yes, guys.
ठीक है.
सो नाउ वी आर चिल. शी इज नॉट एन इंट्रोवर्ट विद मी. वी हैव लर्नड.
आई एम एन एक्सट्रोवर्ट.
यस लेट्स गो. या आई एम एन एक्सट्रोवर्ट वैसे, बट आई हैव फेजेस वेन आई हैव लाइक सोशल एंग्जायटी. तो दैट इज
दैट्स नॉर्मल. मे बी आई ऑल्सो have that thing. I think now that you said it, I think I'm also an extrovert. I talk to everyone. I have so there's this auto driver, his name is Rustam. He really helped me when my purse got chori and all. Wo meko chabi wale ke paas leke gaye. He made me have the best Nagori chai in Bandra, and we are good friends now. Actually we make tea plans. Kal maine unko Eid pe wish kara tha, wo bhi ghar gaye hue hain. Now he's gonna come and help me with my house shifting and all. I love my house.
Oh, rishtedar ban gaya basically.
Ha yaar, I'm honestly like my house help is my family here, you know, and I love it. When so my pet name is Gungun, and in Bombay nobody calls me Gungun because oh घर में बुलाते थे. तो मैंने दीदी को बोला कि आप प्लीज मेरे को गुनगुन बोलो, डोंट कॉल मी सृष्टि. सो व्हेन शी कॉल्स मी गुनगुन बेटा खाना खाया, ये नहीं करना, ये नहीं करना. सो आई जस्ट फील लाइक आई एम एट होम. सो आई फील लाइक माई फ्रेंड्स आर लिटरली नॉट फ्रॉम माई एज ग्रुप. माई ब्रोकर इज अ रियली गुड फ्रेंड ऑफ माइंड. शी इज एन अमेजिंग पर्सन. एंड नाउ वी आर गोना गो एंड गेट अ टैटू टुगेदर. वी आर बोथ वेरी स्पिरिचुअल. वी टॉक अबाउट रैंडमस्ट थिंग्स. And yeah. Some people know you just meet them for the first time and there's a connection. Or some people just give a great vibe. So yeah, and I'm really lucky. I meet a lot of people like that.
That's so sweet. That's really nice, I feel. But yaar, tum apne apartment mein you also do these little yuk sessions.
Yes, emo girl sessions.
Yeah, emo. Yaar, tum bahut acha gaati ho yaar.
Thank you. That's my only validation, honestly. Actually, my best friend is a great singer. वो 8th class से गाती हुई आ रही है. तो मेरे को नंदनी बोलती है हाँ अच्छा गा रही, अपलोड कर. तो मैं अपलोड करती
हूँ. ओह ओके.
वो बोलती है अच्छा नहीं तो मैं नहीं करती अपलोड.
That's really great. क्योंकि मेरे को ऐसा लगता है कि यूक तो बजाना comparatively easy है, to be honest.
Yeah.
But
guitar
उसके साथ गाना उसके साथ गाना is not everybody.
I feel like life में अगर तुम drunk हो और थोड़ी शराब ना हो ना, तो तुम life में कुछ भी कर सकते हो. You can dance, you can sing. You just need to lose your conscious mind and take all of this as a fear of failure out, and you do anything.
Now that's my tweet for the ye sari t-shirt tweet sab yahi se niklega. Very good. Matlab I am yaar, ye na creator instinct ban gaya hai ki bhai isme se reel katengi, isme ye hoga, pata nahi.
I don't think so. I literally can't enjoy content. Agar koi, you know, somebody who's, let's say, working in a bank, if he's going through reels, if he's watching a movie, wo entertainment ki tarah. Main kisi ka bhai kisi ka jaan bhi dekhne gayi thi, main usse bhi content soch rahi thi. Usse content to nikal hi sakta hai.
Ki mere saath ye movies mein hota nahi. I just like I see, and sometimes I just see as a critic ki maybe isko I can bring it up in a podcast. Ki yaar us movie mein ye cheez hui thi, and I just felt.
So your mind is like, there's always like a blog that you're constantly thinking about content, which is the worst. I went to Europe last year with my family, and we waited for this trip to happen for the last like 4 years or something, and it finally happened, and we were so happy. Par main constantly creep kar rahi thi, nahi meri reel nahi banai, nahi mera record karo. Aur main ro rahi thi ki meri reel kyun nahi ban pa rahi hai idhar. So I ruined that trip for me and my family. And that was my biggest life lesson, where I was like, you know, my work, my content is not everything, and I need to balance it out. So yeah,
that is true, guys. But how? मैं तो family trips में कर ही नहीं पाती, because
that's good. You should be present.
It's not about being present. मैं awkward हो जाती हूँ उनके सामने shoot करने में, पता नहीं क्यों. They see my videos.
Yeah.
So this one recent reel of mine, it went so viral कि मेरे my dad is he has a pharmacy. तो उनके दुकान पे लोग आके, ये आपकी बेटी नहीं है? एंड माय डैड इज लाइक, क्या जवाब दूं यार, ये तो है. सो दैट वीडियो, दैट रील गॉट लाइक 10 मिलियन व्यूज, एंड इट वाज लाइक ट्राइंग पिकअप लाइंस ऑन नोएडा बॉय.
ओके.
सो आई वाज ट्राइंग पिकअप लाइंस ऑन दिस गाय हु इज अ फ्रेंड अमन, एंड हम दोनों कर रहे थे वीडियो, एंड आई थॉट मैक्स 100 के मेरी उम्मीद थी. और मैंने कहा भाई ये तो जैसे 1 मिलियन 3 दिन में, मैंने कहा चलो ठीक है, हो गया मेरा. एंड आफ्टर दैट व्हेन इट रीच्ड माय डैड, वो लोग उनको टेक्स्ट कर रहे हैं फॉर्च्यूनर की तैयारी कर लो, ऐसा सारा. I'm like, oh, fuck. So, but that's when he actually figured कि ओके कुछ तो कर रही है. तो एक बारी मैं और मेरी मॉम विष्णु के कोई वीडियोस देख रहे थे साइड में बेड पे, तो वह मेरे डैड ऐसे कॉमेंट पास करते हुए गए, इससे कुछ सीखते भी हो? And I'm like, oh, okay then. So, yeah, तो but इससे थोड़ा ट्रांसपेरेंसी क्रिएट हुआ कि वो ही गॉट टू नो व्हाट आई एम डूइंग. बट वो उतना अभी तक है नहीं कि awkward जाते उनके साथ में फिर फ्रेंड देखो. सो या दैट. बट अदरवाइज अब हम We are almost towards the end of the conversation, and I know you are happy because I know that.
I had a great time talking with you. Like, yeah. I genuinely love listening to people, and I'm just like, yes, yes. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I might sound so preachy. I just sound like a Pinterest girl. But no, I had a great time. Trust me.
Was it better than meeting up with you?
No. I'm sorry. No, nothing. मैंने पता है अभी तक मैंने red corset पहना था ना मैंने धोया नहीं उसको अभी तक मैं नहीं दूंगी उसको उसमें बदबू भी आ जाए I don't give two shits but
हाँ
पता है यार दिल का नाता है
यार but मैं तो manifest करूँ सृष्टि के लिए कि अभय देओल की एक फिल्म आए उसकी PR reach out करे सृष्टि को कि bro तुम तो ना
why not मैं अभय देओल के साथ movie करूँ think bigger girl
चलो यार आपकी मर्जी यार वैसे भी कर सकते हैं मैं यार मेरी सोच उधर तक जाती just put it that way
मैं I am pretty sure I'll marry him one day
yes
sorry
he's unmarried
yeah
oh
and even if he is who cares baddie mindset
yes I like that
no I'm not this person I'm sorry I won't ruin his marriage
maybe marry not only na fir kahan ruin ho paye
yeah he's my dad's age so practically bolo to not
daddy
civil I feel like at this point I want to make myself a sugar mommy you know that CEO bitch attitude
nice
hopefully soon
nice
sahi hai
theek hai with that I think Maybe I had a great time talking to you and hame asli opinion to ye batayenge kaisa laga hamari conversation but yes guys jo youtube pe dekh rahe spotify pe sun rahe please go follow Shrishti kya crazy content and I am a fan girl aaj mera to fan moment hua hai so yeah I've been wanting to have you kab se main tha ki Shrishti ko chahiye mere ko podcast
yeah
I was like I
been... know you picked the worst day today I got my periods and now I'm like tripping also and I'm like I'm going through this various moods in my head
okay.
But I genuinely had a great time like you made my first day better
perfect perfect abhi aapko aur better hone wala hai jahan tak main jaati hu guys you don't know the team I have so yeah But otherwise, if you are watching on YouTube, please subscribe कर लेना. Go follow Shrishti and check her content out. अगर आप Shrishti की audience हो, तो please Spotify पे भी 5-star rate. Yeah, that's that. And with that, we'll end. Thank you so much for coming.
I had a great time.
Yeah.
So much. And you're so cute.
Guys, I'm cute. सुन रहे?